This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now to Austin, the latest on redistricting. That Fort Worth Democrat is still locked in the House chambers.
Nicole Collier was told she could only leave if she signed a waiver and was assigned a DPS escort to her home. When she refused, she was ordered to stay overnight locked inside the chambers. The Fort Worth Democrat tells the Mid-Morning Mic Check this was an easy choice for her.
I don't have permission to leave. I asked if I was free to leave, and they said only if I do the permission slip. I have been given permission to go to my office with an escort and back down to the floor. I am prepared to stay.
She says she's not going to back down to what she calls the bullies and is standing up for the rights of her constituents. Collier will remain locked inside the House until it reconvenes tomorrow. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We've got some updates, too. She's filed a petition with a court in Travis County. She wants a judge to declare her restraint illegal. And eight other Texas House Democrats tore up those permission slips, and they're also spending the night in the House chamber tonight. Two others did last night, even before tearing up any slips.
The new congressional maps, they haven't been passed just quite yet, but some groups are already planning a lawsuit saying that the plan is egregiously unconstitutional, and they want a judge to set a hearing for an injunction in September. Now, the lawsuit also says that the map should include an additional Latino Opportunity District in Houston and another in DFW. The National Redistricting Foundation says it will change the maps as soon as the governor signs them into law. So federal courts need to be ready to move fast in order to reach a resolution for the 2026 midterms.
This also might be having an impact on the Senate race. The latest poll out of TSU showing that Senate race is getting tighter.
The Cornyn campaign strategy of tying him more closely to Donald Trump is bearing fruit. And as a result, he's narrowed Ken Paxton's lead considerably over the course of the past few months.
That's Mark Jones from Rice University. Paxton went from a double-digit lead just a few months ago to just 5% now. Another 17% haven't made up their mind. Both candidates are trying to punish state House Democrats for leaving the state.
Beto O'Rourke has a significant lead over Colin Allred, 20 percentage points, and is ahead in every demographic virtually.
And again, Colin Allred's the only confirmed candidate on the Democratic side so far. He led State Rep James Tallarico by 7 points.
Well, if you live in Tarrant County, you might have to look harder for a place to vote this November.
County commissioners approved a plan to reduce early voting locations. Judge Tim O'Hare asked Elections Administrator Clint Ludwig about the plan.
Is this your list?
So this
is Elections list.
Yes, this is Elections list. Myself, my team, every location that was recommended is a location that we recommended.
So he says this was not a partisan plan, but only looked at numbers, with some locations getting less than one voter an hour during the constitutional election 2 years ago. But Commissioner Roderick Miles says this will make it harder for people to participate.
My people bled, died, and suffered and fought for the right to be able to vote.
He says they should not focus on money, but instead focus on access. O'Hare says each polling place cost the county more than $10,000. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
507 Prosper. It's one of the fastest growing cities in the state, and now it's asking voters to keep pace.
The town is expected to gain nearly 1.4 million residents in the next 10 years, according to the Prosper Economic Development Corporation. So, residents will be asked to approve a bond package totaling nearly $200 million this fall. It'll be split into six different propositions, with money going towards streets and an expansion of police headquarters, among other items. The town says the bond will not increase property taxes. Election day is November 4th. From the 24-hour news center, Chris Blake, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An ongoing story. State Representative Nicole Collier of Fort Worth. Her district includes downtown Fort Worth. She spent last night in the House chambers after she had refused to leave the building yesterday without an escort, a Department of Public Safety escort. And Representative Collier is with us right now on KRLD. We've got her on live. Ms. Collier, are you still in the House chambers at the moment?
I'm here because I'm standing my ground. I refuse to comply. I am exercising my right to resist, and I will not be under the custody of DPS because I have not committed any crime.
So the Republicans they wanted you to sign this, I'm going to call it a hall pass. Why did they insist on this? I mean, you guys have come back to Texas. Do they think you're going to leave again?
I don't know what was in their mind or their heads. The quorum had been restored. They immediately went to, get to work on the bill that they really want, which is the congressional maps, not flood relief. That bill, within a matter of hours, in less than 24 hours, has been voted out of committee without any public comment, the congressional maps, and now is set for the calendar for tomorrow. We know what they really want to do, and that is not listen to the people of Texas.
All right, I just ask you, how did you sleep last night, and are you prepared again to sleep in the chambers tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have permission to leave. I asked if I was free to leave, and they said only if I do the permission slip. I have been given permission to go to my office with an escort and back down to the floor. I am prepared to stay because people want to see Texans fight for equality, for fair wages, and the ability to vote for the candidate of their choice. And that's what we're doing.
And you'll be there tonight again, at least until they reconvene tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yeah, but that call may stay on through Wednesday. I mean, there's a 30-day session. I don't know how long they will require this, but I am prepared to stay and fight.
What are Democrats hoping that you guys hoping to get out of this? Because, I mean, it seems that in the end, they're going to get their way and this is going to pass. Is this just about raising awareness maybe across the rest of the country?
I don't know. Maybe we need a miracle. I'm just tired of them getting their way. I want to fight. If I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down swinging. I'm tired of just saying, oh, well, they have the numbers. No, I have a voice and I'm going to use it.
I was a little surprised that you were the only Democrat to not sign this. Every other one seemed to sign this and had that DPS escort. Were you surprised at that, too?
Yes, absolutely.
That no one else went along with this. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, I think that there was a lot of chaos yesterday at the time. I read what it said. I don't agree to it. I won't agree to be in anybody's custody when I haven't done anything wrong. I don't know, everybody has a way that they fight, and they're not free either, because, again, they are under the custody or in the custody of DPS. They're not free to move about. The DPS officers were taken off their beat, taken off of crime fighting to come follow Democratic state lawmakers around. If that's not government ways, I don't know what else is.
And you've got some supporters out there. Are they just outside the doors?
Yes, I am so grateful for the grit that Texans are showing, that they will stand up to those who try to limit their freedom. And let me tell you, we have got to stop and fight now, because there may not be any freedom to protect if we continue to stand down.
That is the State Representative Nicole Collier of Fort Worth. She is, do you consider yourself being held hostage?
Yeah, political prisoner.
Well, I don't know what else to call it other than the fact that I'm not free to go.
Are they at least bringing food in to you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Chair Guerin has given me a heated blanket, offered food and beverages, been a generous host.
And then you slept last night on, what, two chairs shoved
pushed together?
I slept better than those who were unhoused. Absolutely.
Well, that's true.
All right. We appreciate the time. Thank you so much, Representative Nicole Collier, Fort Worth, still in the House chambers, and it will be for some time to come, it looks like. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
11:44 right now at KRLD.
Looks like she's in there for the long haul.
She's standing
however long that's going to be. I guess the way it is, so they got it out of committee, so Wednesday would be the first time they can take it up on the floor.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens after that, if they pass it, which they're likely to do on Wednesday.
And I did think it was really interesting. And you asking her, are you surprised that no other Democrats did what you're doing? And just a real trip, yep, yes, I am.
I think a little bit of it what she said. They were surprised that this was happening, and they just said, "Let's just get home." I don't know.
Yeah, they caught them off guard.
That's absolutely the case. If they had a chance to think about it.
By the way, before you leave, we want you to
go ahead and sign this,
and
you're going to have that guy following you for a little bit. It's like a keto diet kind of.
Yeah, get rid of the carbs.
Yeah,
and it seems to have worked well for him, but he's an adult. Question is, would you ever consider putting a baby on that diet? A lot of new parents are.
Hell yes.
With their kids.
I want
are
my
ready
kid for, American.
Hey, when solid food time comes around, forget the applesauce and the mashed potatoes. You bring out that blender instead. Throw in some liver and bone broth.
Oh, man, we've seen what I've done for the Liver King, man, getting arrested down there in Austin.
Is it a good idea, though? So with more on these carnivore babies, what they're calling them, we're going to bring in a healthy living expert, Madeline Johnston. She's with Addison Chiropractic. She's more of a holistic view of wellness, which may or may not include tomahawk steaks for toddlers.
You guys are so funny with that blending of the
put
liver.
It all in there.
Well, that's what it would take, I guess, if you don't have teeth.
It would.
Worcestershire sauce and everything.
Mom always told me to eat my vegetables, so was I right to fight her on that?
I think probably a well-balanced diet is best for babies. However, I love the carnivore diet for adults and keto, especially if they have leaky gut and other type issues. But these little babies, I'm not so sure. However, as I've done the research, I'm a little bit torn. They're getting lots of nutrients from the meat.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me tell you about what they're getting. They're getting all the protein. They're getting zinc and iron, all the vitamins minus a few. And if they eat the organ meat, like the liver, they can get some vitamin C. Obviously, this is keeping them away from all the processed foods and sugars. So that was some pluses.
Can't you supplement this, though, with some fruits and vegetables?
That's what I was happy to see that some of them are. And Dr. Barry, the one who kind of started this mainly, he is telling them to get fruits and berries mainly. So that's what made me happy. I was a little worried thinking they weren't getting any. And when I researched some of the recipes, they are putting some carrots and broccoli in some of the recipes. So it may not be as controversial as we think.
All right. So in the average child, what is the one thing that they're not getting enough of in their diets that maybe this could help solve?
Maybe protein, because they're getting a lot of processed foods and sugar. So this would benefit them to get the zinc and iron and a lot of amino acids. But I still want to say, let's go balanced. I don't want to be completely on the side of only meat. This is what they're giving their babies. They're giving them, the carnivore babies are eating ground beef, ground chicken, butter, bone broth, Isaac popsicles.
Oh, yeah.
They're putting bone broth in their bottles, sardines, chicken liver, raw eggs, leg of lamb. I mean, all sorts of, beef heart and tongue. I don't think I can get my baby to eat
that. There's somebody, Ron Swanson is smiling right now. That's my kind of kid.
But it's like, how do you prepare that? Because I remember when our girls were little and they went to solid foods and we'd go down that baby food aisle and we'd look at the meat, you know, the pureed chicken and we just pass right past that. Kids aren't going to eat this stuff.
I know. And I guess if they're just introducing it first versus the rice cereal, maybe they are eating it. But, you know, I think they're pureeing it and maybe cooking it themselves. I don't think these are the people that are going to go down the grocery aisle and buy it off the shelf.
And can these kids' digestive system handle all of this stuff? Because I know if I'm hitting on a keto diet, let's just say I'm going to have to get used to it for a little bit.
For sure. Absolutely. Hopefully they're on milk, breast milk. Some of them are not doing any milk, though. They're doing no dairy. There are some concerns. There's some people that are taking it to the extreme. So I am glad you're bringing this up and we can talk about a little bit more balanced. I mean, I say have some meat, have some extra meat in your diet. That's fine. But I definitely think they need some fruits and vegetables.
That's good.
Let me tell you what the American Pediatric Association is worried about. They're worried about them not getting enough vitamin C and folate. They're worried that it's stressing their kidneys and their livers. Possibly if you put these babies in this ketosis, they're getting low blood sugar. And of course, they're not getting any fiber, so they're constipated. We just need more research. So they're kind of letting their babies be research projects, you know?
I love it.
They will tell you that this was the caveman diet. This is what we started with, right?
Right?
I mean, they just handed frozen ribs and they're gnawing on it for their teething. So
yeah, dinosaur bones, baby.
Madeline, yeah. It's good stuff. And just because you liked it so much, here's the blender again. Right? Throw those
thank
chicken
you,
gizzards
thank
in
you.
There. Madeline, thank you. We appreciate it. Madeline Johnston, healthy living expert. She's with Addison Chiropractic with us on KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.